And this time on Culture File, a cellar full of soul. On Friday around the island, dancers will be brushing off their shiny mohair suits and buttoning down their collars as they get ready for the D8 Soul Club. Not quite Ireland's answer to the Wigan Casino, it's a regular event where soul fans, and not a few old mods, gather to dance to the rarest of grooves. Some of the vinyl records the D8 DJs play can cost thousands of euros. The night is organised by Barney Taylor, who showed Culture File's Louis Scully how to get up to get down.
My name's Barney Taylor. I'm a film academic, author, and in my spare time, a soul DJ. We started the D8 Soul Club on a whim, I suppose. There were four of us at a party. We're all very much into our music, and we thought, what would happen if we put on a soul night? Our first night was in June 2016 in the room upstairs in MVP. Thought we would get three people, and we got 75 on a Wednesday night, so we were very pleased about that. The Dublin Conservative Club is a very interesting venue because it's a members club. Nights don't seem long since I found my baby. Real old school, with a bar, a small stage, a dance floor, booths that you can sit in. It's a very evocative space, and it's become our home ever since, and we're very, very lucky to have found them, and they've treated us really well. And when you come up to the door, you have to ring a buzzer. And then you walk down two flights of stairs and the door opens. It's not the Wigan Casino, but there are always images of people walking downstairs and going through small corridors and then opening a door and the music blasts them in the face. Sense of community. It's people that are parents at my daughter's school. It's regulars who've been on the mod scene since the 80s. It's people who've never been to a night before but saw the poster or heard one of the tracks on Facebook. But it does make for an interesting mix where someone turns up at the door and they're only there for a game of snooker and a couple of pints, but actually you find them later on sitting listening to the music. There's something nice just about the coming together of people in a way that you probably wouldn't do in another way. I probably wouldn't sit and talk to people playing snooker because I have no connection with playing snooker. But when you get to know people, everybody's just the same, really. You will hear everything from, I suppose, early 60s R&B to modern house, with everything in between. We've had gospel sets. I'm very into gospel myself. So we just have this policy where I tend to view it as no boundaries and no definitions, because essentially it's dance music. It's music people dance to. There is some joy for the obscurity of the scene where people play things you've never heard before, but at the same time, there's something lovely about putting on something that everybody knows and then everybody dances. So you can do both at the same time. We're not elitist. There's been a real soul scene in Dublin, and indeed in Ireland since the 80s. There was a big mod scene, there's a big scooter scene. There are some long-running soul clubs. Bubbles is one of the most long-running. What is Soul is another long-standing night. Pow City just up the road. So the only rule we have at the club is that it's original vinyl. We don't play CDs, we won't play reissues or compilations. We had DJ Greg Belson come and play for us last year. Girl, are you digging on me? Girl. He's got a Willie Dale single in his box that everybody knew he had. No one in this country has got at the moment. And so people came along just for that 3.5 minutes when they heard that single, because you can hear it on CD or YouTube. There's something profoundly joyous about hearing a record that you might never hear again. you will probably never own. I think it's worth $8,000 or something, so I won't be buying it. I suppose there's an element of fanboy about it. We get some very sharply dressed people who will be wearing tonic suits and button-down shirts, which I've always loved. You'll see lots of tattoos. That's a very interesting aspect of the scene. Lots of people have specific soul tattoos, whether it's record labels or dancers. And again, that's part of the iconography, I suppose, of the scene. But at the same time, we don't have a door policy. So you can turn up in trainers and jeans and a t-shirt, and we will happily accept you. I think it's lovely to have the cross-section. There are very traditional dance moves. It's very energetic. There's a lot of footwork. We have some people who come to the club who are experts in the backflips and the splits and those kind of things. And that adds to the excitement of the event. And so it can be inspiring watching someone who knows a set of moves that actually they've been honing for 30 years. We've had a few people who've come along and have stood at the edge and have said to me, oh, it's a little bit intimidating. And I'll say, why don't you just sort of shuffle your way forward? And then 3 hours later, they're still on the dance floor and you can't get them off. Go on. We get people who come as far as Belfast, and one guy comes down occasionally with a rucksack, goes into the toilets and comes out in an authentic 70s Northern Soul outfit and dances the night away.
Barney Taylor there, and Louis Scully was the reporter. The D8 Soul Club is happening this very Friday night in Dublin's Conservative Club, the D8 Soul Club, on Facebook for more details.